Hi, everybody, and welcome to Hammer Down. One of the coolest things about hosting this show is that I get to meet people I've never met along the way here. And despite 20 years in supply chain and trucking, there are still a lot of folks out there that I have not crossed paths with, and today's guest is one of them. Nada Jadu is the Chief Digital Officer for Clarience Technologies, a visibility platform. So we're gonna talk visibility. We're gonna talk about what that means, where that's viable, what that means to everybody. Her background is tremendous. It is a who's who, a where's where of guests. And I think, you know, perhaps I'm kind of floored that she was willing to join the show. Prior to Clarience Technologies, she was the Chief Product Officer at Ford, spent time also as the Senior Director of Strategy and Innovation at Whirlpool, and was a regional CIO for OnStar, just because we needed to add a GPS component to that. Nada, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Well, so happy to be here and having this conversation with you, Mike, and pleasure meeting you and your audience as well.
Thanks so much. So I gave a little bit of background. Let's take a step back here and tell me a little bit about Clarience Technologies. What does the company do? Who you are? What problems are you solving?
So Clarience Technologies is actually a very, very cool story. So besides the fact that Clarience Technology came about in about 2020, it was when it was announced. However, the birthing of Clarience Technology goes back all the way to 1965 as Trucklight and Trucklight Holding, and really rooted in the transportation and logistics industry through the vast implementation of our lighting products from the Trucklight heritage into the industry itself. From there, it grew to be Trucklight Holding, which then added DAFCO, Fuel Filtration Systems, Rigid, which does all of the off-road lighting, Lumitech, which does marine lighting and docking lighting as well, underwater lighting, really nice, luminous lights, that's why Lumitech. We also then added through acquisition in 2021, our ESG partnership, as well as LED Auto Lamp. And from there, PSI, Pressure Systems and Incorporated, which is basically the tire inflation and tire monitoring systems that go on trucking, on trailers and tractors. And most recently, and as of January of this year, we announced the addition of SafeLead. And that really takes Clarience Technology to be the visionary of tomorrow, if you would. Through safety, through telematics. Oh, and I forgot to mention the two great telematics products that we also have within the family, Road Ready and Flotilla. With that, we round up the portfolio to really be able to provide fleet services from bumper to bumper, if you would, on the tractor, on the trailer, and focused on visibility solutions. And when you look at that and say, what does that mean? It's about looking at the road ahead, looking into the vehicle, looking at the vehicle, and operating the asset or the vehicle in a way that it's transparent to the user, to the fleet operations manager, to the repair and maintenance folks, and ultimately to the pedestrian and the other drivers on the road. And with the focus being visibility, both us seeing what's going on, but also anticipating and knowing the health and the state of all of the assets, and doing so in a safe manner that allows us to operate in the world around us safely and efficiently and effectively. And we truly believe that you do all of that through visibility.
I have just so many questions now. So if I've got this right, we started out truly building the lighting technology, like the actual physical lights that are now on basically I didn't hear airplane in there, but if I'm on a vessel, I'm driving a truck, pretty good chance the actual lights that I'm using have come from you.
And if then you're moving, yes.
Okay. And then we've added components to that to identify other components of the truck. Are the tires at the right PSI to make sure that they're driving safely? And then if I caught it along the way, there was also a component to say, is the truck operating the way it's supposed to be? So in supply chain, we think about visibility, meaning I know where my stuff is. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking very specifically, can I see where I'm going? And is the vehicle going to get me there? Is that right?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why we picked even Road Ready as a name, right? Because is the asset prepared task that it was intended to do? And is it prepared to do so safely? And that's why I think with this last edition with Safely, it really rounds up that entire mission that we've been on, which is not only are you going to be efficient as a fleet, but you're also going to do it in a safe manner. You're going to do it in an effective and safe manner, not just for yourself as a fleet, but the whole world around you as well.
Is there a radar or a LiDAR component on the horizon? Are you, right now we're empowering drivers of trucks and steamships to see where they're going. Is there what does the next iteration look like for the company?
A great question to ask, right? We do believe that the industry itself is propelled by certain elements, right? And we think about them in this fashion. First, the data and connectivity and the information age and ability to pull all that information off of the assets and whatnot and put them in a platform. So the data management or the data collection and the intelligence, that's one part. The other, and that comes through the connectivity. The other aspect of that is driving the industry or the other factor is electrification, which is coming at us and is driving a lot of what's going on in the industry and how we think about our assets and how we utilize them and to manage them. It's all getting affected by electrification. And finally, autonomous. And we do think it's a progression. It starts with connectivity and data, enables electrification. Therefore, finally, the holy grail that we're all shooting for, which is autonomous. LiDAR specifically, we don't anticipate ourselves providing the LiDAR and driving that technology. However, we work very closely with autonomous vehicle innovators and manufacturers because of our sensory devices that are all over the tractor and the trailer to provide that data that is crucial or instrumental to in allowing an autonomous vehicle to actually operate. It's not enough for the autonomous vehicle to just know where it's at. I love what you said earlier. You got to know exactly the state of operation of that vehicle in order for it to be able to be self-guided and to know what to do next. They have to know if the tire pressure needs to be adjusted. They've got to know if the light is out. They got to know that the vehicle is not ready to go on the road because you don't have a driver there that is looking at a dashboard and seeing if it says light out. It actually has to compute the next action based on that light out. So that's where we come in, and that's where really we're striving in everything we're building and acquiring to making certain that that closed loop is happening between the indicator, the alert, then to the repair, to the management of the total cost of ownership, to the compliance, and to the feedback, all the way to clearing the fault and addressing the issue. So it's a closed loop thinking process, ultimately leading to enabling autonomous. So those are the key things that and that drive our strategy going forward.
Now, if I think about, and bear with me, this is probably a silly question, but I promise I'm getting someplace with it. So when I think about driving down the road, right, like I live in Long Beach, I drive the highway pretty regularly. And at night, I see lots of cars that have a brake light or a front light out, right? When it comes to connecting the lights, because you talked about connectivity, are each of the lights that you put in a truck actually their own kind of beacon to tell the truck, hey, FYI, you've got a light out? Are you making it so I'll never get to yell padiddle when I see an 18-wheeler on the road?
We actually provide a standalone module that our fleet can opt to add. We can put, it works with any of our lights or any competitive light. We recommend that they use our lights. They last longer. However, that device can sense on any circuit that is on the trailer which light is out. We're also looking at implementing the same for box trucks and other transit vans and so on and so forth that allows the occupant as well as the back office to note that they have an issue with a specific type of light, whether it's the marker lights, the tail lights, or any other light on the vehicle itself. If you compare that to automotive, when you're driving your car, if you do have any of the connected apps, and you know, let's go back in the OnStar days or the Ford connectivity days, we would have the ability to notify the user, and in this case, it's an individual consumer, hey, you have a light out, and you might want to go check your tail lights or check your headlamp or check your signal light. That capability is also something we offer with our light out detection system. And it allows us to do it in aggregate for the entire fleet and provide alerts to that fleet manager on their entire fleet, as well as pinpoint which trailer or tractor and where in their trailer is the outage. So they don't have to go looking in all of their lights. And yes, it does help prevent that happening on the road.
So we have, if I've got this right, there's sort of an IoT connected hub that's connected to each of the devices that you know, smart devices in the truck, providing that information, that connectivity then relays information back to a fleet manager, to a dispatcher, to the driver even to say, hey, there's an issue or something to be concerned about. And we're focused not only on lighting, but also is the tire going to blow? Is the tire safe? And some of the other components.
Yes, and we also integrate with third parties. Like if you look at the Wheeland, the axle temperature, we connect to load weight detection on the axle. We connect to the bearing systems sensors. We connect to the brake sensors, and many more, because it's important for any of the customers looking or any of the fleet managers looking at their fleet operation to know which of their assets are ready for the road and which one are not. And each fleet's needs are different, and they are able to set their own thresholds and parameters and consideration as to what they think is the right parameters for ready for the road. But we help them with gathering that information and furnishing it for them in a way that is consumable.
Is there an insurance component to this where, you know, by putting your sensor in the truck, I'm at the point where I'm able to say to an insurance company, I'm more likely to be a safe driver. Therefore, you know, you're kind of paying for yourself.
Yes.
Cool. Very cool. And what types of information do you provide to a carrier that helps them get through that process?
Yeah, so there are many different aspects of that. So if for certain insurance carriers, it's important the driver behavior, right? So they look at that. With the trailer, it's really around the cargo management and how safe that cargo is getting from point A to point B. So you're really working with the cargo insurance at this point in time to reduce downtime and penalties of delivery or penalties of the, you know, or the total cost of delivery and so on and so forth. And from an insurance provider standpoint, the next step in knowing all this data is predictability, predictive maintenance, and predictive failure. And so what we are able to help with is provide that early detection so that they avoid catastrophic event. For instance, if you're alert on wheel bearing temperature early enough, you avoid catastrophic thermal events that could cause downtime plus cargo loss plus asset loss as well, right? So those start to become multipliers. The other thing, if you look at tires and if a trailer is equipped with our PSI tire inflation system or our Tire View Live tire monitoring system, it allows us to alert the customer of, hey, you have low tire pressure, you have tire inflation going on all the time. It keeps that vehicle on the road right? And it keeps that cargo intact and able to deliver on time and then address the issue with the tire host trip. So there are a lot of factors that come into play, safety being the most important of them. Having the ability to provide information about the asset that allows it to be better insured. And then, of course, asset recovery and theft deterrence. And the reason for that is, and we've been able to demonstrate on multiple occasions, the ability to pinpoint location of an asset and allow recovery in a much faster time period, that will allow us to also then not incur the catastrophic losses. Instead of, you know, so, if an average recovery time is a week for an asset that goes missing, if you can reduce that down to hours or a day, then you're actually putting that asset back into operation a lot faster. But in the same time, the insurance premium on that asset will be reduced because you're able to recover it and they're not out the full asset.
On the freight fraud or recovery component of this, you know, obviously freight fraud happens, trailers are stolen. And if I've got it right, the idea is because we know the location data based on an IoT device that typically isn't on a trailer, but, you know, is in the case where they're working with you, you're able to recover that asset far easier. Is this something that's kind of a targeted benefit? Are you thinking to yourself, gosh, you know, we're making it easier for recovery? Or is this just sort of an ancillary benefit that came about?
No, it's actually in the forefront of our value proposition. When you think about why would you have location on a trailer, there are a couple of categories of that. One, I want to know where my trailer is at all given point in time. So that's number one. Two, I want to be able to recoup and recover that trailer if I can't find it. And we actually have the ability within our system to flag that for a customer if a trailer doesn't report and or reports to a certain depot or location as they've defined, we can actually alert on that. The third aspect of location is to make sure that you have a trailer ready for a driver when they show up. And that's another value proposition. So to me, at least for the way we think about it from a road ready standpoint and our Fleetella products, it is to make sure the location is key for both location of where the asset is, but also for recovery in case of theft.
Man, the marketing guy in me is, my head's going to explode. There's so many different options here. We're like, hey, we're a safer truck. You're going to be on the road more often. By the way, we are actually going to offer the visibility and the supply chain sense of visibility where you're going to know your stuff is. Does your marketing team just get tired thinking about all the opportunity in front of them?
You know what? That's a great question, actually. Yes. However, what a great opportunity, right? And this is where the satisfying part of this this job or this company comes in. You're able to help your customers in multiple ways and in so many different aspects of their business that it's never something that we can't offer a solution to, right? So I would say the marketing challenge is both great, but it's also really great because now you have something that you could constantly talk about to the customer, never ending stories to tell about how we've added value to a customer or to a business. And constant evolution and innovation, right? We're constantly looking at ways for us to innovate and to think outside the box. How can we provide more value to our customers? How can we help them run their business more efficiently, provide them more data, give them better tools to consolidate and to propagate their business? So it really is satisfying being in an environment where you're constantly helping. And you have a purpose to support your customers. I don't know. I think they love it. But
I was going to say you're a sustainability message away from being the perfect component to every trucking company. So, unless there is a sustainability message here as well.
Well, there is because you know with the addition of Safelead, and this is where we've been really thinking in the last couple months about you know, now that we've added that safety component into our arsenal, you know, sustainability is really key, because not only can you get on the road and do it safely, but now you can do it more efficiently. So I'll give you an example, a really simple story. We had a little, we had one customer that we ran a proof of concept with, or some, you know, kind of maybe proof of value, if you would. We said, okay, what if we reduced your utilization on this route by 33%? Would you like that? They said, sure. So we actually instrumented their fleet, and it was a predefined run. They do this constantly, all day long. They have tractors going back and forth between two sites, right? And what we found out is they were only loading the tractors at 66% of their capacity on average, right? And so if you think about that, if you could reduce one third of the emissions that are used to transport your product between the two sites, I can't think of a better sustainability message for that company, right? We can help them achieve their sustainability goals with the tools that we're providing. And I'm just learning about the Safe Fleet products as part of our journey as we're onboarding that and integrating that company within Clariance. But Safe Fleet also offers so many tools and capabilities and instruments that allows each company to integrate that into their sustainability goals, because it's how do you use more recyclable materials? How do you use lighter material? We're looking at ways to do regenerative electricity back into the battery. We're looking at ways to use lighter enclosures and have better metal forming or better plastic enclosures, solar panels for our devices. So we're pretty much self powering devices. All of that really builds into the sustainability goal that we consistently have across all of our businesses and our customers' business as well.
What attracted you into a supply chain situation? I think your excitement for the company is obvious and palpable. That's really cool. What got you into this?
This is a great question, right? So I'm a firm believer that you arrive to what your purpose is by saying yes when the purpose comes to you. I was part of the automotive industry for a very long career and truly enjoyed it. I had a fabulous time transforming the automotive industry. One of the things that appealed to me about transportation industry, and when I got the opportunity to look at the role within Clariance Technologies, when I looked at the transportation industry, and this was back in 2020, 2021, it is an industry in an inflection point. It is an industry that is going to transform tremendously over the next, call it, decade. Right, I'm 3 years into it. I think it's gone through enormous transformation, even in the last 3 years. However, I do see this industry really taking a huge, not one step, multiple step forward in transforming to a lean, mean, green machine as well. And this is the title of my speech. But we as an industry are at the cusp of digitalization, at the cusp of AI, at the cusp of data analytics, electrification, autonomous, you name it. It's impacting this industry. And that's really what excited me of this. As someone who's always been at the forefront of a lot of different innovations, that's what drew me into this. I joined OnStar as employee number, like, I think I was like 43 or 45. And stayed with the company until we were over 1,000 employees at the time as part of General Motors. And never a dull moment, right? because we were kind of the new kid on the block. We were trying to figure things out when there was no reference to anything we were doing. We were just figuring out. That's what attracted me here, because I felt like I am going back to that aspect of innovation, which is solving problems that maybe haven't been solved yet. How do we go about it? What are some of the key things that we should consider? And how can I take the learnings I've had from telematics, from automotive, from consumer products, and kind of bring it all together and use it to drive this transformation? I truly believe it's a transformation. I've been watching it unfold over the last 3 years, and really, really exciting to be part of it. And I think it'll continue to be exciting as we can keep looking at the new technology that's coming, how the adoption curve is changing even within the industry. I feel like it's going to start to accelerate as well, because in order for us to achieve some of the targets and goals that are set for the next 5 to 10 years, that adoption of technology and the adoption curve will have to accelerate at some point.
Where do you see transportation over the next 5 to 10 years?
So through my crystal ball, this is usually very accurate. The transportation industry, like I said, is going through transformation. Right? Over the next 5 to 10 years, I see the supply chain and transportation industry becoming much more data integrated, digital type industry. And when I say that, it doesn't mean that tractors will become bits and bytes and all of that. It really, they become that digital twin, right? Where the entire supply chain starts to become digitally mastered. Because what we're seeing is demand from the end consumer and the shipper to have that total entire visibility of that whole supply chain, because they want predictability. They want to see the sourcing. They want to know where everything is coming from and what was that chain of custody of this cargo throughout the entire supply chain. In order to achieve that, you have to be able to actually follow the digital trail of the entire supply chain. And I truly believe that it is centered around trailer and its cargo. That's where the value is. That's how they generate, how this industry makes money, right? We move things from point A to point B. And to do that safely, efficiently, and sustainably. Those are the key things that will drive this technology curve. And it starts with managing your asset effectively, driving efficiently and safety into your cargo and systems, and then ultimately having visibility to your entire supply chain network.
So one question I try to ask every guest to hammer down is, if you're talking to, let's say, a new or recent college grad or somebody who's doesn't really know about the industry, but they're looking to learn more, or they're thinking maybe this is for me, what's the piece of advice you'd give to somebody just starting out their career in our field?
The sky is the limit as far as what the opportunity is when you're looking at the entire transportation and logistics industry. Because not only are you working on vehicles, not only are you working on assets, not only are you solving people problems with drivers, and are you solving business problems with, you know, cargo management, warehouse management, so on and so forth. You're looking at it all. And if you're looking at an industry that offers you the opportunity to get a taste of all of those different aspects of a business, then this is where it is. Because you really are touching all parts of your economy, if you look at it, right? It impacts every dollar that you spend in every other industry when you start at the core of logistics and transportation, because that's what impacts, your point earlier, you know, the manufacturing plants and vehicle that are building cars. Somehow they got to get those parts to those plants. Somehow that paint shop needs to have the right color paint. And you see it at the grocery store, because when you want the bananas, they got to get on a truck and get to that grocery store somehow. So the beauty of this industry is you really touch every aspect of our daily life in one way, shape, or form throughout.
If somebody wants to get in touch with you to learn more about your path or about the company, what's the best way to do so?
I'm on LinkedIn. Okay. So that's the best way. I keep in touch with all of my colleagues, my previous colleagues in the industry through the LinkedIn social network. And I'm happy to be in touch with anyone through that.
Awesome. Nada Jadoo, thank you so much for being a guest here on Hammer Down on Market Scale. Appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Pleasure. Thank you.